I knew there was a lot of things that I had swirling and going, but I wasn't getting the really basics down that I wanted to get in. And so my first, I don't know, it was probably at least 2, maybe 3 months. I had number one, read my Bible and pray. Number two, do school. Number three, fix food. And it didn't change much from that. And it seemed that was a really a big step for me because I like to complicate things, really.
Welcome to the Simplified Organization Podcast, 15-minute conversations with real moms about managing our homes and family life cheerfully to the glory of God. We can actually enjoy housework and love being homemakers when we focus on truth and work with gratitude. I'm Misty Winkler, homemaker for 22 years, homeschool mom of 5 kids with 2 graduates now, and author of Simplified Organization, Learn to Love What Must Be Done. I write and podcast at Simply Convivial, and I run Convivial Circle, a community helping women to excel at homemaking and do life cheerfully. And today I'm joined by Convivial Circle mentor member and repeat podcast guest, Karen Head. Living in northern Missouri, Karen is a Christian, a farm wife, and a homeschool mom of 2. Her son has graduated, while her daughter has a couple years remaining. She loves to learn and to share what she has learned with others, striving to connect the philosophical to the practical. Authentic and open, she embraces the struggles of life as an opportunity for growth and sanctification. She enjoys flower gardening, reading, and researching, and there is always something to be weeded and something to be learned. So, thank you, Karen. So this month on the podcast and YouTube channel and all the things, we are talking about daily cards and making a very short to-do list every day with just 3 things on it. And I know a lot of people resist the idea because, you know, you have to get more than 3 things done in a day. You've used a daily card. I wonder what your experience has been and what your process of iterating has looked like over the years.
So when I started with the daily card, that was when I started the very first banish overwhelm or get your money back. And I'm like, yeah, right. And so one of the first lessons that I got was in doing the daily card. And I felt so behind and so overwhelmed with life. And I'm like, it did seem like, is this really going to help? But I am very much a, I will give it a try and see if it works. And so I started with, I had a marker board on my refrigerator. And so, okay, I'm going to do 3 things and I'm going to put them on there. And I knew there was a lot of things that I had swirling and going, but I wasn't getting the really basics down that I wanted to get in. And so my first, I don't know, it was probably at least 2, maybe 3 months. I had number one, read my Bible and pray. Number two, do school. Number three, fix food. And it didn't change much from that. And it seemed that was a really a big step for me because I like to complicate things, really.
Yeah.
And but with some of the things that you said, just put the really important things that need to be done. And so generally speaking, those were the 3 things. And I stuck with those until those actually like Bible and prayer actually became a concrete habit enforced, because I knew if I didn't start with daily Bible reading and prayer, the rest of the things weren't going to go well either. And so that set the tone for my day. And that got me going on the right track. And there were a lot of days that seems so simple, but there were a lot of days I would just have to look at, oh yeah, I need to go read my Bible and I need to pray. And sometimes that was just a little, okay, I will read a couple of verses and I will say a quick prayer just to get it checked off my list and say that I did it and I'm not failing. And same way with school. I was like, okay, did I actually do anything towards school? I mean, so it kind of was an incorporation of both the daily card and those little baby steps, the little things, and actually allowing myself to make it count. Mm. And then when I allowed myself to make it count, then I started making the progress and getting moving with it. And eventually I moved into having a couple of daily cards. I would have my daily cards for the general household things, and then I would have three things that I wanted for my homeschool day that I wanted to accomplish, because I was still having aspects of my homeschool day that I wasn't getting all of the important, what I really thought were important things. I'd get distracted, or we would just hyper focus on one topic. And so when I had the three things for my school, that helped. And so that, as I look back now that I've been doing it, what, it's been 2 years, 3 years now that I've been, I don't remember how long I've been doing this. It's really that idea of that gets me focused. If I take the time to do that, then it sets the focus for the day. And I love the analogy that I came across here a while back. It's like taking the arrow, or taking the bow and arrow, and it's the pulling back, stopping, and setting my aim for the day. And when I set my aim for the day, then I am much more likely to hit on target. And sometimes I still don't hit the target, or I'm a little bit off, but that's much more than the sporadic, willy-nilly aspects that I did before. And then it's probably progressed that I feel pretty good and pretty organized now. And so I don't always do the daily card, but when I start feeling stressed, or I start feeling a little scattered, is like, nah, go back to it. You're staying on top of things, but you're getting a little off target again. Let's reset, refocus again. And so that's, it really does help me. And I keep it, I have it on my clip. I now have it on, I very rarely change it on my marker board anymore, but I've got a clipboard with a dashboard. And so I have that on my dashboard, because there are some things, like especially with our school schedule, that repeat on different days. And so I know on Monday, this is going to be the topic that I hit for school. So that aspect is already just plugged in. And then I have two other spots that I need to fill in. And that way it eliminates some of the decision fatigue and gets me back. And it doesn't, I don't have to repeat it all the time.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, it is the counting the little things. And the primary temptation with the daily card is, I think, to say, okay, I have three slots, so I'm going to put in, you know, it's like aspirational type tasks, or the wishful thinking sort of things that really aren't the things that matter most. And we need to recognize that counting those is valid. And we have to start there with those basics and the most important things. And the wishful thinking things, like, really don't matter if the basics aren't being done. And if we're at a place where we need to focus on the basics, like, that's just what we need to do. You know, we need to be aware of where we're at. And it's okay to say, like, these are the most important things, because they are the most important things.
And I think the other thing that I caught myself here the other day doing was what I wasn't counting. Sometimes I don't want to count something that takes a big chunk of time and that is repetitive. So one of the things is, it takes us twice a week, we go to town for lessons, and then I do my errands and that sort of thing. And I just kept thinking, how come I can't get things done on Wednesday? It's because I wasn't counting going to town as one of my tasks. And that was a huge time chunk that I wasn't counting as important. It was set in stone, but I needed to realize that's why I couldn't add in other things on those days. And that really was my, one of my top three for that day. Yeah. And so that helped me kind of help me tell the story better. I mean, and that's partly too, the daily card helps me tell my story better sometimes, when I acknowledge that, no, this was a big time chunk, and that's why I couldn't get anything else to fit in here. And that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a slot of the day. Nothing else can fit because this other thing is there.
Yeah.
So what different format? You said the whiteboard, and now you use a card. Have you tried other things, or what have you noticed as far as like formatting or visibility that has helped you?
Sometimes I'll use a sticky, if I'm feeling like I really need to get myself like change up. Cause like, if you have things too similar for too long, you stop looking at them. And so like, I've stopped looking at the marker board at some point. Cause like the other day, I'm like, huh, that's like from 3 weeks ago that my what was on my marker board that I hadn't changed. So I'm like, maybe that's not the most efficient place for me to have, or the best, most effective place for me to have it right now. So I will sometimes go ahead and just use a sticky note to, and so then I can put that on, even though I have a dashboard that has a place for my top three in each day of the week. Sometimes I just need that sticky note up. No, no, really, this is what you need to, you know, don't forget this today. If there's like some deadlines that I'm trying to meet with, you know, like getting some book work done for taxes or something like that, like, no, stop putting this off. So if it's stuff that I've been on my list, but I haven't been paying attention to, and it's been sliding some.
Yes.
And so I will, instead of just having it on my dashboard, I will go ahead and put the sticky note on there of, no, you're not doing anything else. You're not going to distract yourself with other things. You're doing this today. So that does help. And I've also reiterated my dashboard. So I try every so often to just reform my dashboard a little bit. Again, for that, I don't get too comfortable of just always seeing it the same and then I forget to notice it.
Mm-hmm. So do you, when you are doing your daily card, do you usually do it the day before or morning of, or what have you found works for you as far as when to make it?
I do it the morning of, generally speaking. I've gotten here lately in a pretty good, I had a good habit because I had been taking my daughter into, she takes a couple classes in at the school. And so she had to be in there at 8 o'clock every morning. And so that would be the first thing that I would do, was I would kind of do a little daily reset, my daily card, looking at my calendar. And that was really good. But my daughter got her license last week and I no longer have to drive her into school. And so I am now going to have to iterate my morning processes because the first week was not very successful. It's like, oh, I have all this time. I can do whatever I want. And then I don't get anything done.
Yeah.
So that, I'm in the iteration process again of, how am I going to start my day? How am I going to put my daily card? Sometimes, occasionally, if I know at the end of the day that I'm going to have to hit the day running the next day, I will go ahead and do that. But I know a lot of people say they're more optimistic in the morning than they are at night. I'm actually much more realistic of a morning, partly because I can gauge my energy a little better. In the evening, I'll be like, oh, it'll be all fine tomorrow and I'll have all the energy in the world. And I'm more truthful to myself of a morning than I am of an evening. So that's why I do it that way.
I love the different versions that you've done over time and that it's still iterating, right? Because sometimes we start a new practice and we think, okay, once I figure this out, then we're going to be golden. Then, all of the wishful thinking comes in. But no matter what kind of, you know, productivity habit we're working on, it's always going to have to be adapted because life just changes and we can find something that works for a time and then we have to adapt. We have to iterate. So yeah, yours is a great story. Even just this week, you know,
yeah,
been iterating for years, you've been doing it and it's like, oh, look, what worked is not going to work anymore. And it's okay.
Yes.
Right. It is okay.
And there are some times that I have iterated my daily card in the evening. Okay, I thought I was going to do these three things today and it didn't happen. And so I cross out and I put down what did actually happen. And it usually was because it was more important. And that gives a little bit of that, you know, it gives a reflection point. I need to choose better. And this is how I could have chosen better. And then just evaluate, was it because I didn't have realistic goals when I made my car? Or was it because really just life happened and I didn't foresee what was coming and that's okay. And to be okay with changing your daily card midstream or in the evening, just because you didn't hit it, sometimes it's good to go ahead and reflect, okay, were there three things that were really important that I did do today? And then that, you know, that kind of gives me that mental pat on the back of, no, you're still doing it. You're still checking it off. Cause I am very much a box checker.
Yeah. It does matter what we tell ourselves counts. Yeah. And so you're sometimes making the daily card again in the evening for the day that just happened. Mm-hmm. I know what my temptation often is to just say, scratch that. We're going to start over for tomorrow. But that is so, so good to just It's that assessment, and that's how we learn to iterate, is by reflecting on how things went and making changes according to, you know, what we've learned about ourselves and our situation and what needs to happen next.
And I think too, just, I think some people get in that they ought to be thinking, doing something, three new novel things every day.
Right.
And that's, I think, a lie that we tell, that's a lie we tell ourselves. It is a lie. And that's what I had to become okay with, especially in the early stages. This stage of life really isn't going to have new and novel things every day that I have to check off. And it's still important at that to go ahead and write those three same things down again today that you did yesterday and that you did the day before that and that you did last week, because that's the stage of life you're in and that's what you need to be attending to right now.
Yeah, that's such a great reminder. The Daily Card really is something that makes sense once you start practicing, but often doesn't make sense before. So let me help you get a start in building a Daily Card habit. In the show notes, you can find a link to get our Daily Card Challenge, which will help you pick how you're going to keep your daily card, where you're going to keep it, and track how often you do it. As you practice it, you'll get better at it. And it will help you focus on getting the right things done each day. So get that free daily card challenge at the link below.